Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. This is Stephen Strang. Thank you for listening today on the Charisma Podcast Network. I have the most interesting guest today. He's from China. You've heard about him from the book called Heavenly Man, which was a major bestseller. It was kind of a quiet bestseller all over the world. He's a Chinese Christian who is not in prison once, but three times, and the Lord just did incredible things in his life. Never before have I interviewed anyone in Chinese for my podcast, so this will be very interesting. And let me give you just a little bit of background. He was at Heidi Baker's conference a couple of weeks ago, and I had the opportunity to approach him through the translator, of course, and ask him if I could interview him for my podcast. He was very gracious to do it. So what we did was I asked him the question, the translator translated into Chinese, he replied in Chinese, then the translator responded to me. What we've done is edited it a little bit, but you still hear the Chinese and you hear the sincerity in his voice. And he tells how he was in prison and how God did miraculous things, but he also talks about the Back to Jerusalem movement, which actually started before the communist era. He also talks about how the Christians in China are not as fervent as they once were because there's less persecution. However, if you've been following the news, recently the Chinese government, after loosening the control over the church, has actually started persecuting the church again. So listen to my interview with the heavenly man named Brother Yun, and then after the interview, I will come back and make some more observations.
Okay, I'm talking to Brother Yun, and I have a question. We all know that there was a great growth of Christianity in China. What is happening now?
So we need more people to pray for the church in China. Yes, it looks like there is a great revival. However, the vision, the passion for the church to grow is not the same as it was 20 years ago.
20年前的时候,虽然在中国教会的逼迫,那个时候比这个时候...
So although 20 years ago, the persecution was probably double than what they're experiencing now, so there was a lot more persecution, but the fire and the desire to serve the Lord and to follow God to see the gospel being preached was much stronger 20 years ago.
虽然现在中国教会家庭教会还是有逼迫，但是给
Though there is still some persecution in China, but compared to 20 years ago, it's not as severe as then.
一是祷告让中国教会不失去那个把福音传回耶路撒冷那种迫切感。So
firstly, we need a lot of prayers for the Church of China so we can also resurrect that sense of urgency to bring the gospel back to Jerusalem, to have that sense of mission and that sense of fear, but not in a scary way, but, you know, that reverence for the Lord.
Tell me about the Back to Jerusalem thing that you mentioned and the vision in China.
To take the gospel back to the Jerusalem is a special gift, a vision that the Lord has given to the house church in China. This vision of bringing the gospel back to Jerusalem was instilled in a group of brothers and sisters in China in the late 40s. So the Lord had directed them to take the gospel towards the West. So this group of brothers and sisters who have received the vision, they did not go by car or carriages or plane. They walked from the eastern side of China towards the West to share the gospel, and they preached as they went along.
后来这群人走到中国那个
So just as they got to the western border of China, the Cultural Revolution started, and they were accused as being revolutionaries against the government, but in fact they were just wanting to share the gospel to another country. So they were all arrested under the accusation of being anti-revolutionaries, and some of them unfortunately died in prison, and some of them were in prison for 30 to 40 years.
我个人是早在 第二次存监牢，我是16岁的时候遇见耶稣，也是上帝呼召我。
I was called by the Lord when I was 16, and He had given me a very clear vision to preach the gospel to the west and to the south.
后来为这个影响，我两次关到监牢。第二次从监牢出来的时候，我才遇到了这一群。After
my second imprisonment in China, I had the privilege of meeting these brothers and sisters who were in prison for 30 to 40 years because of the vision of bringing the gospel back to Jerusalem.
其实这个意象从神而来，这个话语就是带来一种新的方向，就是现在。
This vision has given us a direction for the Christians in China to bring the gospel back to Jerusalem in the 1040 window. So the Buddhist countries, the Muslim countries, they are all part of our movement.
我为了这个福音传回耶路撒冷的意象，第三次又被关进了监牢。
For the sake of this vision, I was in prison again for the third time in China, but by the grace of the Lord, He had brought me out of prison again.
后来我就听到上帝对我来讲话，说，日期满足了，你在中国的时候已经告一个段落了。Then
after I came out from the prison the third time, I heard the Lord telling me that your time in China is up. I'm taking you out of China to another country. I'll be taking you to a foreign land where all the faces will look different and they will speak a different language, but do not be afraid. And then recently, I feel the Lord is telling me it's not just to the south and to the west, but also to the people of different races, to dark skin, to fair skin people, to Asian people.
这个福音传回耶路撒冷，过去是个异象，现在是有一群，不仅仅是异象，现在有一群人是带着异象往前走。 好像一个黄色的大约埋在了中东,
Now, we don't just have the vision, but we are taking the vision. We are walking out of China to Muslim countries, Buddhist countries. They are now all scattered in the countries between the 1040 window.
那我看到这些黄色的大约不但是埋到了
He said these missionaries, they are like dynamites hidden in these countries ready to explode. And Brother Yun feels he has been called by the Lord to be the igniter.
Well, now that he travels around the world, what does he see happening spiritually around the world?
其实我感受到
He feels like anyone who is a Christ follower is like a lamb in the midst of wolves. It doesn't matter which country you're in. If you're a Christian, you're a lamb amongst a flock of wolves.
在中国有中国的十字架，在国外有国外的十字架。十字架虽然有点不一样，但是。
He said in China we have our own cross to carry, but outside China there's a different cross. The crosses might be slightly different, but the weight of the cross is the same.
所以你想，刚刚我走出来的时候，这个在索马利亚那边服侍的一个宣教士跪下来为他祷告，我感受那个地方压力。海蒂妈妈今天一直在分享那个非洲。So
as we came out just now, there was a sister who serves in Somalia, and we could just feel the weight of her challenge in Somalia. And also, as we listened to Heidi Mama preach tonight, we could also feel the weight of her challenges in Africa.
尽管如此，但耶稣说,
But despite all that, Jesus says all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. And so I firmly believe that our Lord is a resurrected God, just as Paul said. He became flesh and he was buried and resurrected, and that same power has been given to us to trample on our enemy.
I
firmly believe that God will establish His church in the darkest places of the world, and no power in hell or no political power, no dark forces can overcome the power of Christ.
So when I came to the world, I only had one message: how to call people to
I only have one message, and that is to call people of all nations and all races to worship God and to fulfill the dream that the Lord has after His resurrection, and that is to share the gospel to the end of the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wasn't that powerful? And to be reminded, as we should be, that there's no political power, there's no forces of darkness that will overcome the power of Christ. And Brother Yoon is someone who knows that. And you'll remember that he said that he felt that God said that he was going to be ministering to the South and the West. Of course, he's talking from his Chinese perspective. After being imprisoned three times. By the way, his testimony is that he just walked out of the prison and all the doors opened. And he gave that testimony at the National Prayer Breakfast when President George Bush was in attendance. And it was very interesting in the service that he was in Heidi Baker, to hear him talk about that kind of miracle. But now he lives in Germany. He ministers around the world. And his insights are something that I think are very interesting. Now, we have written about Brother Yoon several times. He was on the cover of Charisma magazine in 2007. We're putting that article online. We'll have a link to it in the newsletter that I'll be doing with this podcast. I encourage you to look at it. There are some other things online you can search on our website for Brother Yoon and find several things that we've written about him over the years. Of course, there's a lot of other things online as well. So thank you for listening to the Strang Report today. I hope you found this as interesting as I did. And I hope that if it did touch your heart in some way, or if you know someone who's interested in Christianity in China, that you will forward this podcast and newsletter to them. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.